USA Radio News.
For residents along the Carolina coast, time is getting short for getting out of harm's way.
It is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Hurricane Florence, a Category 4 storm with 140-mile-per-hour winds, is now forecast to make landfall in North Carolina on Friday.
The storm surge will inundate low-lying areas. Rivers will flood their banks. Preparation is our best defense. And if you haven't already, the time to prepare is now.
With mandatory evacuation orders in place, an estimated 1 million-plus residents and visitors are heading inland. But there's concerns even inland about massive flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
In the Pacific Ocean, what was Hurricane Olivia is now a tropical storm, and it's bearing down on the Hawaiian island of Maui. A tropical storm warning, high surf warning, and flash flood watch are in effect for Maui County. The Hawaii State Department of Education announced that all school activities are canceled. Hana High and Hana Elementary will also be closed. More protests are expected over a white Dallas police officer charged with manslaughter after killing a neighboring black man in his own apartment thinking it was her residence. Attorney Esley Merritt represents victim Botham Jean's family and says that claim contradicts witnesses.
Certain statements within this affidavit are demonstratively false. For example, that door being ajar, those doors close automatically unless Botham propped it open because he was expecting a guest or something, and I'm not making up excuses, it wouldn't have been open.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The U.S. has strongly warned Iran that it will respond swiftly and decisively to any attacks by Iran's proxy in Iraq that results in injuries to Americans or cause damage to U.S. facilities. People are remembering the tragedy of 9/11. USA Radio's Robin Walensky was at the World Trade Center reporting 17 years ago today.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who is absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower, and she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay?
Great.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, you're covered. What happened?
I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit.
I think about Gene and Chuck Mara all the time. 17 years later, this sounds still so powerful, as this was the emotional reunion so many people wanted but never got.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.